MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, October 31, 2025. TAR talks effects of federal shutdown and is a crowded field for Gloucester City Council at-large seats. Cloudy, windy, upper 50s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 7:24 p.m. As the state braces for a cutoff of federal food and heating assistance, Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr explains how the government shutdown has affected the Commonwealth.
Well, there are a number of effects. One of the things that is the most pronounced is that we literally receive billions of dollars in support for our state budget from the federal government. And while we have not lost all of those financial resources, we are seeing them become more and more in jeopardy depending on what the issue is. And the issue that we're all facing today is the supplemental nutritional program that is run by the U.S. Department of Food and Agriculture that has a million recipients. Actually, it's more than a million recipients in Massachusetts. And the funds for that will run out on November 1st in just a couple of days. And for Massachusetts, that has a dollar value of about $210 million per month. And so today on Beacon Hill, we are all working to try to figure out how to minimize any impacts, any adverse impacts to the people that depend on that program. And so we had a lengthy debate today in the Senate chamber about how we might use some surplus funds that we have from last fiscal year to be able to at least fill that gap for a short time. But it is not the kind of thing that we can backfill consistently because we don't have those many resources in reserve. You know, we're very fortunate, Rick, that through a lot of fiscal discipline, and it has certainly been bipartisan, we have a stabilization fund, a rainy day fund in Massachusetts, of over $8.1 billion. But if you look at the SNAP program alone, which we used to call food stamps, if you look at that alone at a burn rate of $210 million a month, that stabilization fund would be quickly decimated if we tried to fully fund what the federal government is not funding for a period of months. And that's just one example. Another one that's on everyone's mind, and mine in particular these days, is federal funding for home heating assistance. So there is a program known as LIHEAP. And traditionally, Massachusetts will advance funding for LIHEAP so that folks can have home heating oil or help with their electric heating bills. And then the federal government would reimburse those funds. But if the federal government does not reopen and does not resume its normal function, that program, too, will be in jeopardy. So it's hard to get your hands around the totality of it. Except to say that a lot of very important programs are at risk, and the state does not have the ability to make up for the absence of the federal government month after month in those programs. We might be able to help a little bit in the short term, and we should, but in the long term, we cannot fill the role of the federal government here in the Commonwealth.
That's State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. Ethan Foreman reports that in Gloucester, six candidates are vying for one of four available at-large seats for two-year terms on the City Council in Tuesday's municipal election, with incumbent Councilor-at-Large Val Gilman and Councilor-at-Large Jeff Worthley stepping off the Council. There will be at least two new at-large councilors come 2026. The four top vote-getters will win a seat on the Council. The race is among incumbent at-large councilors Jason Groh and Tony Gross, and challengers Barnaby Prendergast, Patty Ann Page, Sean McQueenie, and Hannah Kimberly. These profiles are listed in alphabetical order by name in today's Gloucester Times. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student-athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
And the localnews.news reports in Ipswich. Ipswich Caring, a local nonprofit, helped more than 80 families in need with a free clothing pop-up shop at the Masonic Temple on Wednesday. The pop-up, which featured hundreds of brand-new clothing items, from button-downs to athletic wear to winter hats and scarves, in kids' sizes to triple XL, was sold out by 3:30 p.m. Executive Director Cheryl Forster Cahill called the shop, which was made possible by a generous donation from one local couple, a huge success. The couple, who wished to remain anonymous, donated their store's entire clothing inventory to Ipswich Caring after closing up shop earlier this year. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, last night in wet Thursday night football, Beverly blanked Peabody 22-0 behind three rushing touchdowns from Sean Costa. Swampscott shut out Salem 33-0. Will Bush scored four TDs for the Big Blue, and it was Medford 14, Saugus 0. In other games, unbeaten Amesbury down Manchester Essex 40-0. Joe Palio scored three touchdowns and rushed for 128 yards. Essex Tech topped Triton 14-8. The Hawks won their third straight game and are now 5-3 on the season. Pentucket downed Ipswich 30-0. It was North Reading 24, Newburyport nothing, as the Hornets improved to 7-1. And it was St. Mary's 14, Old Rochester nothing. Tonight on the local schedule, Danvers is at Marblehead, Gloucester at Winthrop, Lynn English goes to Somerville, Linfield is at Hamilton Wenham, and Lintech travels to Neshoba Tech. And Saturday football, Catholic Memorial plays at St. John's Prep. Kickoff for this major Eastern Mass matchup is at 1 p.m. Elsewhere, Bishop Fenwick travels to Arlington Catholic, and Kip of Lynn plays at Lowell Catholic. In college football tomorrow, Endicott will host Maine Maritime at noon. The Gulls are 6-1 overall, unbeaten at 4-0 in league play. In pro sports, the Bruins beat the Sabres 4-3 last night. Up next, they'll host the Hurricanes tomorrow afternoon at 1. Celtics were off last night, and they play tonight in Philadelphia against the Sixers. And the Patriots host the Atlanta Falcons Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.